Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to M2G. I'm your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, before we get into the podcast, listen, if you have not already subscribed and followed M2G, I need you to do that right now. Right now, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button, no matter what platform you're listening to us on, because every week we're bringing life-changing content that I know is going to help you live your best life. And not only empower you, but will you help us empower others by sharing about this podcast? Listen, you can share a link right through the platform you're on by hitting the little square box with the arrow. You can send it into a text link, or you can share it on your social media. So help us grow by empowering others to discover the greatness within. Now, I want to begin a new series here on M2G entitled Slaying the Giants of Life. You know, we're going to talk about various things in life that I know all of us have struggled with at times. And how do we overcome those things? How do we overcome the issues and the situations of life? So we're starting this brand new series called Slaying the Giants in Life. Now, this first giant that I want to talk about is, I know something that every one of us have had to deal with in life. And that is slaying the giant of discouragement. That's right. Slaying the giant of discouragement. How do we slay the giant of discouragement? How do we overcome those discouraging times in our lives? Maybe it's a dream that you once had that didn't seem to come to pass, like maybe the way you wanted it to, or something you wanted to go a certain way, or a relationship you wanted to work out. No matter what it is, we all have had discouragement in the path of our destiny. And so I want to talk about slaying the giant of discouragement. Now, the definition of discouragement is this. Discouragement is the act of discouraging the state of being discouraged. Now, when you talk about this discouragement, it comes from the root word discouraging, or discourage. So what is the definition of discourage then? If we're talking about the giant of discouragement, what does it mean to discourage? Listen to this definition. This is so powerful. It means to deprive of courage or confidence, to hinder by disfavoring, to dissuade or attempt to dissuade from doing something, chill, daunt, demoralize, dishearten, dismay, dispirit, frustrate, and unnerve. So when we talk about the giant of discouragement, we talk about discouragement, we're talking about those feelings and that feeling and those situations in our life that come to deprive us of confidence. Have you ever been in a place in your life where you have been deprived of confidence, or maybe deprived of courage? It means to dissuade or attempt to dissuade you from doing something. Have you ever had those situations in life that have come along that have that discouragement that has tried to stop you from doing something that you know you should be doing? Well, that's discouragement. How do we overcome? How do we overcome this thing that tries to dishearten us? We all have been there. We all have experienced it. We all have had those times when we felt like giving up. How do we break these cycles in our life? And how do we overcome that feeling of discouragement, that feeling of wanting to throw in the towel, that feeling of wanting to give up? How do we overcome that? Joyce Meyer said this. Joyce Meyer said that depression begins with disappointment. And when disappointment festers in our soul, it leads to discouragement. Listen, if you ever experienced cruel words, or maybe a thoughtless email from somebody that you worked with, or maybe careless remarks from somebody, or maybe you feel like maybe you're drowning in discouragement right now, that maybe you feel unseen, or maybe you're going through life and you feel like you're being ignored, or maybe you're longing for that kind word. Is this hitting home yet? And yet you never get those things. Days flow into weeks, yet it's as though you're invisible. Can no one see that I'm drowning? Maybe you've said that. I know I have said that. And sometimes we can't seem to figure out how to overcome discouragement. We can't figure out how to overcome these feelings of not being valued or valuable in life. Listen, discouragement, it can result from complex situations. It can result from chronic setbacks. It can cause and manifest things in our life that we don't want to experience. But let me say this, its root, where it comes from, it's different for everybody, because what discourages one person may not necessarily discourage another. Listen, I'm not claiming, my friends, to have the silver bullet cure, if you will, on how to overcome it, but I will offer some hope and some encouragement and some things that I have discovered in my 48 years on life on how to overcome discouragement. Now, the first thing I need you to understand is that there is a difference between discouragement and depression. Many people equate discouragement with being depressed. And while discouragement can lead to depression, they differ significantly in their meanings. We can define discouragement as this. Discouragement is a loss of confidence or enthusiasm. That's discouragement. When you don't feel like pressing on, or you don't feel like doing something or continuing something or trying to accomplish that greater thing because, well, you just lost confidence in it. You lost enthusiasm in it. So that's discouragement. But depression, on the other hand, its definition, and it has a definition that speaks of severe despondency and utter rejection. Depression is when you just feel utterly rejected in life. And that's a whole nother podcast that we're going to get into. So tonight I want to talk about how to overcome those feelings of losing confidence and losing enthusiasm about the things in life that I want to accomplish. Now, I will say this. I will say that despair is linked to both of these. That when you're discouraged, you will have feelings of disparity. If you're depressed, you have feelings of disparity. So disparity is connected to two of these. And depending on the type of personality that you have, you may lean more towards a despair component in your times of discouragement. But this doesn't quite put it in the depression category. But it speaks more of the level of, if I can use this word, chronic discouragement. So just because you may feel despair at times, it doesn't mean you're depressed. Depression is real. It is absolutely real. It does happen. I've experienced depression in my life, but I don't want you to confuse the two. They are two totally different things. Jeffrey Rollins said this, "The past is to be learned from, not lived in." Did you hear what he said? He said, "The past is to be learned from, not lived in." So we have to learn from the past. Now, have you ever had destination discouragement? Have you ever had discouragement come when you were on a path and you're on your destiny and you feel like things are going great and all of a sudden a wrench is thrown in the mix or something changes? See, in order to understand how to overcome this discouragement, we have to first understand how we got to this place of discouragement. We have to understand, listen, you can't deal with the fruit until you deal with the root. How did we get here? A lot of people find themselves in discouragement or depression or these things in life, and they just want to overcome it. They want to come out of it, but they don't take the time to understand, how do I get there? Why is it important to understand how we got there? Well, so that you don't repeat the cycle. A lot of people repeat the cycles because they never learn how to understand how they got there. Now, the sources of our discouragement, they will vary from person to person. Each person may have a different source. They may have a common thread that's entitled unmet expectations. Every one of us, when we don't meet the expectations we want to in life, when we don't accomplish what we want to accomplish or complete what we want to complete, we do get discouraged. And I'm not talking about that, because we all have, you ready for it? An outcome-based mentality. What do I mean by that? We all have the mentality where we expect things to progress a certain way. Now you may be saying, "Well, Jerome, I'm not like that." I guarantee some part in your life, you have an outcome-based mentality. You just expect things, and we just expect things as human beings to progress in a certain way. And when that doesn't happen, what happens to us? Discouragement starts to set in, because we have an expectation of how this thing ought to go, or how that ought to go, or how this meeting should have went. So we have these expectations. And when those expectations are not met, and when they're not progressing the way we think they should, it's easy for discouragement to set in. See, sometimes in our life, We experience genuine failure after trying so hard to accomplish something. Have you ever been there? You've tried so hard to accomplish something or so hard to complete something, and you fail in it. Now, I did a podcast. This was a while back, called Failure Is Not Final. Go back and listen to that podcast. That's a whole nother series that you can get into, and it will really tie into this. But we all have those failures. We all experience genuine failure in life when we're trying to accomplish something. And other times we expect an outcome that just doesn't materialize. Sometimes we expect things to happen, then and they're just not going to happen that way. And as for me personally, I don't necessarily, now this isn't always the case and it hasn't always been the case, but I don't necessarily all the time get discouraged over failures. Because I realize that failure, you ready for it? Failure is a learning experience. I can always try again. Failure is not final. Failure is learning experiences. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it this way. The pathway to success is going to have some failures on it. However, personally, I'm just being very transparent right now. However, I do struggle with getting attached to outcomes. I have in my mind a certain way something should go, a certain way something should happen. I pastored for years and we're casting vision as pastors, as people in ministry or business people. We just expect things to happen a certain way. And I have had a tendency in my life to get attached to outcomes. Many times in my life, my friends, I have envisioned something in my mind and I have convinced myself. And I know that I'm the only one that's ever done this, but I have convinced myself that it's going to happen this way. And when it doesn't happen, I have a tendency to fall into discouragement. Now, when we allow that discouragement to set in, when we allow ourselves to get frustrated, when we allow ourselves to get depressed, what are we doing? We are working against ourselves with our own emotions. We are working against ourselves when we allow these things to start to dictate to us how we should feel or how we should not go on and just don't. When we really allow these things to come into our life, when we allow these things to control us, we're working against ourselves. We then become our worst enemy. And there are some dangers of allowing ourselves to be discouraged. Listen, discouragement happens to everyone. I get it. Every person is going to experience discouragement at some point in time. And have you ever had tunnel vision? Have you ever had tunnel vision thinking? What am I talking about? Tunnel vision thinking when you think, I'm alone in this thing. I'm doing this by myself. See, lingering in discouragement, what does it do? It saps you of energy. It saps you of vision while consuming all of your time because you're so discouraged about what you didn't accomplish that you never try to accomplish or never try to push forward in anything else. And what happens then is when you allow yourself to get discouraged, all of a sudden procrastination starts to set in. And before long, we will find ourselves stuck in a rut in life. We will find ourselves stuck right there and not able to move, all because we allowed discouragement and frustration to set in. And we cannot allow that to happen. And we may even find ourselves questioning things and questioning God, if you will, and questioning others around us. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. That's a rut that you get stuck in. And you may even find that everyone around you, you ready for this, has suddenly caught your ailment of discouragement. You may find that negative thinking and negative production produces negative thinking in others. See, when I wrestle with discouragement, my thoughts turn inward. And what I do, and I have a tendency to do, is I tend to seek to comfort myself. While comforting myself, it serves a good purpose. I'm not saying it's bad, even in discouragement. It often results, though, in escapism. What do I mean by that? When I try to, quote unquote, comfort myself, I use escapism as an avoidance tactic designed to help me flee whatever emotions I may be feeling at that moment. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have to go through this. I want to just escape from all of this. But Thankfully, when we learn how to overcome discouragement in a positive way, it will help us to grow personally rather than to stagnate with poor coping skills. If we're going to overcome discouragement, we have to learn how to cope with the situations of life. So now, how did we get there? How did we get to this place of discouragement? Listen, how do we get there? How do we get out of there, I should say? How do I identify how I got here? What were the circumstances? What were the emotions that I allowed to control my life that got me here? But how do I get out of there? Now, I want to give us a few ways of how to slay the giant of discouragement. How do we overcome the discouraging situations in our life? How do we overcome those things, those plans that failed, that business that maybe isn't producing what you want it to produce? How do I fight this giant of discouragement? How do I slay this thing in my life? How do I deal with this? Well, we have to deal with our perspective, number one. If we're going to overcome discouragement, we have to deal with how we look at things and how we view things. You know, some naturally more than others are able to handle the pressures of life, the stresses of life. They're able to handle frustrations and emotions maybe differently than you. And they're not better than you and you're not better than them. Everybody is wired differently. Everybody learns how to handle things differently. So what are some of the easy things that we can do to relieve discouraging moments in our life? What are some things that we can do to overcome, to slay this giant of discouragement in order to navigate and move forward? Number one, accept where you are. If you're going to overcome and slay the giant of discouragement, you have to accept where you are. Now, when I talk about accept, I'm not saying, I'm here and I guess I just have to stay here. You have to accept in the aspect of you have to come to the realization, this is where I'm at. Listen, don't be too hard on yourselves, my friends. Give yourself some grace and accept that discouragement happens to everybody at some point. You're not experiencing something and going through something or saying something or thinking something that other people have not gone through. The first step out of discouragement starts with acknowledging that you feel discouraged. You're not weak by saying, I feel discouraged. You're not weak by saying, I feel like I'm downtrodden. I don't think I can do this. You have to recognize, you have to accept where you are. That's the first step, is acknowledging that you feel discouraged. The second step is this: you have to assess how you got there. How did I get here? How did I get to this place of discouragement? How did I get to this place where I don't want to move forward? What were the situations? What were the circumstances? What were the steps? What were the things that I allowed to get to me so bad that I'm stuck? Listen, maybe your discouragement is the result of a failure, or maybe it's poor treatment from others, or maybe unmet expectations played a part. See, attaching ourselves to a particular outcome is maybe another probable cause. We expected certain things to happen a certain way. How did I get? We need to learn to explore the root cause of our discouragement without generalization or judgment. So assess, how did you get there? Really ask yourself, how did I even get here? How did I get to this place in my life? So the first thing is you got to recognize, you got to accept where you are, realize that you're discouraged. And the second step is assess, how did I get there? What were the patterns? What were the thought processes? What were the words? What were the actions that got me to where I'm at right now? See, we're so busy watching out for what's ahead of us that we don't take time to enjoy where we are right now. We don't take time to evaluate where we are right now. Listen, I'm not against having vision. We need to have vision. Listen, I'm not against having goals. We need to have goals. But so many times we're so focused on forward. We're so focused on tomorrow. We're so focused on 2 weeks, a month, 10 years that we don't look at where we are right now. We have to really assess, how did we get here? The next step to slaying the giant of discouragement is you have to explore your emotions. What emotions come to the surface when things don't go the way that you wanted them to go? What emotions come to the surface when expectations aren't met, whether it be from somebody else or from yourself? Explore those emotions. I did a series, again, I did a podcast series while back now called Mastering Your Emotions. Go back and listen to it. Mastering Your Emotions. I think it was a 3-part series or 4-part series on how do we master the emotions in life? We all have them. Explore those emotions. What emotions come to the surface when you experience these discouraging times? Listen, discouragement can bring out anger. It can bring out sadness. It can bring out hopelessness. It can even bring out resentment against other people. And sometimes we may feel multiple of these emotions at one time. Listen, welcome these emotions. Recognize these emotions. Accept what you feel. Accept it. And what I mean by accept it is I'm not saying stay there, but recognize it. Say, man, I do feel angry. I do feel sad. I do feel hopeless. I do feel resentment against that person. Accept it. Realize what you're feeling. What you resist will persist. I'm going to say it again. What you resist will persist. So recognize those emotions. Identify those emotions. Realize this is what I'm feeling. Now, I grew up in the church and I grew up in a Christian faith and you know, I understand the power of our confession. I understand the power of our tongue, Proverbs 18:21. But, you know, I think it's in particular in the particular movement I moved up in, you know, we were taught, well, you just deny and don't even recognize and give any attention to anything negative that's going on in your life or happening in your life. And when I begin to mature, as I begin to maturate in my walk with the Lord, I begin to realize that, no, sometimes I have to recognize this is where I'm at right now. You're not any less of a Christian or you're not any less of a person of faith or you don't love God any less because you recognize this is where I'm at. This is what I'm going through. Sometimes we just have to explore those emotions. We have to look at and we have to explore those emotions. So if you're going to slay the giant of discouragement, you have to explore those emotions. Next, if you're going to slay the giant of discouragement, you have to realize that discouragement is shrouded in fear. Sometimes when discouragement results from failure, we fear trying again. We fall prey to procrastination and we remain stuck. Listen, my friend, failure is not defeat. It just means that what you tried at that moment didn't work. It doesn't mean that nothing will never work. And at times, discouragement and procrastination result from the fear of failing. We get discouraged because we're afraid to try again. Listen, just because it didn't work that way doesn't mean it's not going to work another way. You know, have you ever heard that old term, there's more than one way to skin a cat? I know it's old. I'm dating myself. We're going, but there's more than one way to execute things in life. So realize that discouragement many times is shrouded in fear. We have to change our perspective. So once we recognize and once we understand our discouragement more clearly, we can move towards regaining our confidence and our hope. By taking time to move through these points and moving through and assessing these emotions, what happens is we begin to change our perspective from an inward self-focused perspective to a bigger picture mentality. We begin to see the bigger picture of life. Remember this, regardless of the cause of your discouragement, whether self-inflicted or inflicted by others, it subtly will begin to draw you inward. It will draw you inward and cause you to become closed off. That's what discouragement wants to do. It wants to cause you to close off people. It wants to cause you to close off counsel. It wants to cause you to close off ideas. It wants to cause you to close off, even close off from those that are around you that you're really close to, your loved ones. It will cause you to go into a cave, ultimately a cave of depression. So we have to literally change our perspective. We have to fine-tune our focus. If we're going to slay the giant of discouragement, we literally have to fine tune our focus. Listen, learn to enjoy the pleasures of life. Instead of focusing on what didn't work or what might not work or went wrong or what I didn't do right, focus on the present. Listen, get outside, enjoy the sun. We're coming into the summer. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy walking. Enjoy the good things of life. For every bad thing or every negative thing, I guarantee there's 5 good things in your life. Start focusing on the good thing. Fine tune your focus. You know what the difference is between a light bulb and a laser beam? Focus. A laser beam is just concentrated light. So we have to fine tune that focus. find some downtime. For me, I enjoy riding my Harley. I enjoy being on the bike. That is we call it wind therapy in the biker world. I enjoy wind therapy because it allows me the chance to just calm down and just to enjoy nature and just to enjoy the sun and just enjoy the good things of life. So literally we have to enjoy those good things. Also, you really should have some close friends. I'm not saying maybe not a lot, but at least a couple of people that you can confide in. Who can you confide in? Who can you share what your struggles with? That's not going to run your business all over social media and tell everybody in town. Connect with those close friends. You have to encourage yourself in the Word of God. If you're going to overcome discouragement, encourage yourself in the Word of God. And then next, involve yourself in serving and encouraging somebody else. Because when you and I learn how to give outside of ourselves, we are going to find ourselves being encouraged by what we see around us. Isaiah 41 and 10 says this: "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Notice he said, don't be afraid because I'm with you. Don't be discouraged because I'm with you. I'm your God. I'm going to strengthen you. I will help you. You're not doing this on your own. You're not doing this by yourself. And ultimately, when we learn how to slay the giant in life, we're going to have a new direction. Listen, I'm telling you, acknowledging and understanding your own discouragement begins the way forward to overcoming that discouragement. When you acknowledge it, you understand it, you're on the path to overcoming it. Working through these things in life, working through these difficult times, celebrating the simple pleasures in life, practicing gratitude, all of these things work together to empower us to change our perspective. Listen, it doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter what failures you've had in life. You do not have to live in discouragement. There is so much on the inside of you that is important that God wants to use. There's so much on the inside of you that God wants to do. But you have to allow yourself to not become discouraged and allow discouragement to take you off course. Joshua 1:9. This is what the Lord told Joshua. Joshua 1:9, listen to this closely. He says, "Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified or dismayed or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you." Where is he with me at, Jerome? The last part of the verse, wherever you go. A man can get discouraged many times, but he is not a failure until he begins to blame somebody else and stops trying. My friends, you can overcome, and you and I can slay the giant of discouragement. Are you with me? Let's slay the giant of discouragement in our life. Listen, if you have any ideas for podcast topics, maybe something you'd like to hear after I'm done with this series, and this series is going to be probably maybe a 3-4, maybe 5-week series, I'm not sure, but maybe you have an idea. Maybe you got something you want me to teach on. Well, I need you to stay on because we're going to share with you how you can share those topic ideas, submit those topic ideas in a very easy and efficient manner. Now, next, will you consider partnering with us financially? Listen, your donation, a donation of any amount, will help us not just continue this podcast, but will help us get the virtual version up, the M2G virtual, to help us get the equipment. We want to do a virtual live video version of this as well on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and all the different platforms that we're on social media. We want to be able to, will you partner with us? There is no insignificant donation. Listen, it helps us expand our opportunities to help others, not just in the U.S. Do you know that this podcast is literally being listened to in 10 different nations right now? So your giving, your donation helps us to expand these platforms. Listen, you can give securely right through our website. We have several electronic methods. We have Givelify, we have Cash App, and you can give securely right through our website. All of your giving is tax deductible and appreciated. So listen, whether it be a one-time gift or whether it be a monthly contribution, we say thank you. Now, here's our announcer to share with you our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.